likable, and it's, I don't know, it's just, it's feels really rooted in, I think it like the phone call scene, it sort of knocks him down a few pegs, because he was like this great, well-known guy amongst his like militia circles. Is that the right way to say it? Like, in his community of militia members, like, he was known as like this really important, capable, strong, well-liked, well-known guy. And then it's like suddenly, like, one day he just, like, I don't know, he's like an old dad, and it's like, who are you? Like, why do we care about you? And he is like having to prove himself all over again, and something about that is very, it's very exciting to watch. Just a lot of layers going on there. I mean, he has just always been obviously like a very strong actor, but I think a role like this, where you like have to be like a dad who's in like this violent landscape, it brings out like a very primal side to him. Like, obviously he's very like protective over his daughter, and you're just like rooting for him so much. And you know, we could say like the story was really strong, we could say like his acting was really strong. I'm going to say that the character was very strong, very memorable, very dynamic. And just funny. And again, like contrasting his daughter and like what his daughter believes about the world and believes to be true. Oh my God, I'm on the poster. is just, it's thrilling. It's thrilling. And I don't enjoy violent films. Like, I didn't really think I would be into a film like this, but to make me so invested in the characters, that is great storytelling. That is great writing. That is strong directing. That is strong acting. And, you know, you're, I was on the edge of my seat, which is always the way you want to feel as like an audience member. You're just like, oh my God, like what's going to happen next? Like the paternity test, like it was just so like such an adrenaline rush. And what's his name? Was it Liam Neeson? I think it was Liam Neeson. Put on a great performance as well. But I think having opposing characters that are so strongly playing their intentions is what makes this film so exciting and intense and so great. So that's what I have to say about that. I am going to play some songs from the film. I don't even know that they had that much music, which this is very interesting for me, especially as somebody that cares a lot about sound. But that open-endedness, I think it was meant to feel jarring and leave the audience feeling unsettled and not really feel like, oh my gosh, like we're leading up to one epic sequence, or this is the part where the hero comes in, or like this is, you know, it left things open-ended, so you kind of didn't know where you stood in time, and were questioning how to feel about it, which is a very interesting choice. I thought it was a very strong choice. Okay, so let's play some music from the film.
Raise the day trip took it to 10.
I got home.
Terrible trouble, and I stay here just
summer nights, mid July, when you and I were forever wild. The crazy days, city lights, the way you'd play.
Tuned for part two on this, because we definitely have to talk more about his performance in this film and his interview with Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my lord. Okay, bye for now.
Thank you. roused her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it? Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite. I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus. Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way. Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean, a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
The fifth and final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away, downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call mixed with the fighting call, and they're coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is planning that final teasing job. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and Russ are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from east. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. Bored as hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Bella's out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6'4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know, I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Tripping, but it's alright. Homie scored a key, he's gonna fly, punk ass fly.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side.
Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop.
Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA.
Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
As hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Bella's out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6'4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the path. And the bitch said something to make me mad.
She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave.
Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Tripping, but it's alright. Homie scored a key, he's gonna fly, punk ass fly.
I'm on die unless I get to see the world's smallest horse. I'd do anything for a rattlesnake or a ZZ Top keychain. He can stand on the other side of the plywood counter with all the advantages. Hey, that's okay. It's not magic, it's just fooling. That Def Leppard mirror is just a ring toss away. Fell off a ride on the midway. Fell off a ride on the midway. Before 10 o'clock, I will wash my face. I'll never do my homework again. You call this a fair part? Well, it's not so fair to me. I was in Lost. I met you at the Boots, just like you said to do. Big Texas, like what? 7 stories tall. What did you expect? Fell off a ride on the midway. Fell off a ride on the midway. Oh, I nearly died on the midway. Fell off a ride on the midway. Anything for a rattlesnake or a ZZ Top keychain.
We'll be right back. starts from a burning hand. I'm gonna live my life to destroy your world.
Shall we never more behold says it's all for me. Honestly, why they devour me. She's so good and beautiful, so good for me. She says she's in love with me. I'm so glad she is in love with me. Soft and nice, glamorous Valerie. But her love, she says it's all for me.
Yeah.